Republican General Bolduc recounts attack before debate, thank goodness police were there. By Wendell Hasebo on November 4, 2022. Republican New Hampshire Senate candidate General Don Bolduc on Thursday recounted being physically attacked at St. Anselm College before Wednesday's debate with Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH. There was a huge crowd of Bolduc supporters. I went over to them and started shaking their hands, General Bolduc told Fox News's Kayleigh McEnany. It got to a point where he, the assailant, decided he was going to get off the sidewalk and charge over. And I caught him out of the corner of my eye, I turned my body to shield myself. Thank goodness police were there. They responded very quickly, along with supporters, Bolduc recounted. It was a small graze. And I just broke contact. Police were handling it. And I turned around and I started re-engaging with my supporters and spent 5 or 10 more minutes with supporters. Police arrested the suspect and identified the man as 37-year-old Joseph Hart of Greenville, Rhode Island. According to WFXT, the assailant was released on bail and is scheduled to be arraigned on December 1 at the Goffstown District Court. I thought he was from New Hampshire. But apparently, according to the headlines today, he was arrested, he was from Rhode Island, Bolduc said. According to a statement released by police, St. Anselm College had apparently asked a group of men to remove themselves from the property. Prior to that debate, dozens of supporters were on hand for both candidates, Goffstown police said. During that time, St. Anselm College instructed a male party that they were no longer welcome on their property. A short time later, a disturbance occurred when Mr. Hart approached Mr. Bolduc, who was greeting his supporters, the statement continued. Officers converged on the area and all parties were separated. Following that disturbance, Mr. Hart was taken into custody by the Goffstown Police Department and charged with criminal trespass and disorderly conduct. This incident is under investigation, the police added. Kate Constantini, Bolduc for Senate spokeswoman, told Breitbart News Wednesday night there is no space for political violence. As the general said on stage tonight, it's time to lower the temperature of the political discourse in this country, she stated. During the debate, no mention was made by the debate moderators or MRABC about the attack, even though it occurred before the debate. The network asked the candidates about the rise in violence against politicians, referencing January 6 and the attack against Paul Pelosi, but failed to mention the incident that occurred minutes before against the Republican candidate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.